Time for Backroads Bill Steer, who is steering us down the back roads of northeastern Ontario each Thursday this summer. He's discovered the hidden gems, the stories around the rocks and the trees and the waterways of the Northeast. Bill is an adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Center near Mattawa. He teaches part-time at Canadore College and Nipissing University. And we are going to talk about the tallest white pine tree in the province. But first, we're going to talk about another white thing in the north. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Marcus. I think we're in for a treat eventually, but I think we're going to talk about that elusive white moose near Folliette as an update.
Because you were just in Folliette, weren't you?
Yeah, the Canadian Ecology Center is doing some videotaping for northernontario.travel, which is northeastern Ontario tourism, and we're covering some stories. And one we covered on the CBC, the moon rocks, but we stopped into Folliette to gas up and went to the Northern Lights restaurant. And there we met Carol Blanchette, and a longtime resident of Folliette, and she told us that she saw the cow and two calves about a week ago, and one of them is white. And then Dave Etche, the owner of the Northern Lights restaurant, said that one got killed kind of mysteriously in the last week or so. So the white moose is around, and it was good to hear about them.
Yeah, there's more than one white moose up in the Folliette area, right?
Yeah, there must be, and there's a population, and of course they hold them near and dear, and there is the white moose in the restaurant, and I got my picture taken beside it, I have a postcard for you too.
Oh,
and I'll send it to you.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing that. I want to see the picture of you and the moose too. If
yes,
arms around it or anything like that.
Just kind of patting the snout.
Okay, we're talking trees though.
This yeah, another white pine tree. I think we all know that opening line to the Bruce Coburn song, "If a tree falls in the forest, is anyone here?" We wonder about that and our largest white pine trees. And I know this week you've been doing the trivia tree contest and the Arboreal Emblem of Ontario. But there are some real contenders in northern Ontario, and I think we should go and see them.
Well, you know, I remember driving down Highway 17 past Thessalon, and there used to be a sign that says the tallest tree in Ontario, you know, take a right if you're heading to the Sioux or left if you're heading from the Sioux to Sudbury. That was the Kirkwood Giant. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, blew down, unfortunately, in 1997. It was 49.4 meters tall and 1.4 meters in diameter. It apparently at the time was 355 years old, born in 1642. Now, for the story, I interviewed Bill Cole. He's a research scientist with the Ontario Forest Research Institute in Sault Ste. Marie. And he said, you know, I'm not sure if anyone was there to hear it fall that day. Its primary value now is ecological. So it still stays there. But then I got to thinking, well, where's the next one?
And that's what you search for. I know there are actually cookies of that big tree around. Like with all the rings, you can count the rings, can't you?
Yeah, we have one actually in the foyer of the Canadian Ecology Center, and they were given away after the fact. And I'm sure they're throughout northeastern Ontario.
And it's sort of amazing to think like it sprouted back in 1642. All the things that have happened since then. So it's the white pine that grows tall and old and.
Well, you know, the Group of Seven and many other artists, that was the inspiration. That asymmetrical appearance on the crown shows up in a lot of their paintings and of course, Georgian Bay and throughout the north. And when we see them, I think all of us that live here really now know that we're in northern Ontario when we see those giant white pines.
And how do they know which is the tallest white pine?
You know, I'm not quite sure about that. Back in the days of the Thessalon tree, the Kirkwood Giant, they obviously measured that probably with laser or somehow, but maybe we should be considering the diameter, because we can look up and say, well, that looks like that, and there's that thumb technique too when you can go all the way up the trunk, but they're out there.
And where are they in the northeast?
Well, I'm sure we're going to hear from listeners, but if we go into that Temagami area, there's a lot of opportunities. There's a transitions trail at Martin River Provincial Park. You'll see some giants there. Just about 2 kilometers south of the gate of Martin River Provincial Park, there's a McLean Road. And if you drive down about 100 meters, it's cleared out. I was there this spring. It's been cleared out, the roadway. So you can easily walk to the perimeter. And there's a whole string of them along that stretch. And just south of that, too, on Highway 11. There's the Rabbit Lake Road, Lowell Lake Road, just south of Temagami. I think the real opportunity is the White Bear Forest at the Fire Tower. And if you venture down the trail, Bill, it's about a 20-minute walk, you'll come to a real giant. It's not only tall, but it's got some real girth to it.
Why is it important to preserve old growth?
Well, we know there's a whole controversy about that, and goes back to when Bob Rae was our premier of our province. But old growth trees really, they're a climax forest, and it's interesting to know that when you go into an old growth forest, what you don't see on the ground is the white pine seedlings. There has to be some sort of disturbance, and so people like to say, well, we should preserve these areas, and yes, we should. But again, unless there's some sort of humankind or natural disturbance, those white pine are not coming back, and sometimes when windfall occurs, there's a lot of competition. So it's an important tree in Ontario for a lot of different reasons, and it is our provincial symbol, and it's studied obviously for a whole bunch of reasons when it comes to the forest industry.
Is there a particular stand that you like, or a particular tree that you think is special?
Well, close to the Canadian College Center, there's another giant at the Eau Claire Gorge, which is between Bonfield and Mattawa. But I like that Tomogamy area because you can't buy that name in marketing terms, the word Tomogamy. And when you go there, there's white pine everywhere. So the White Bear Forest is nice because it's accessible. There's the fire tower. You have a good view of the Tomogamy Wilderness. So I like it for those reasons. It's accessible, and people can get there and really see, I think, an old-growth forest.
The Ontario Forestry Association, they actually have a list of the tallest trees around the province. But our trees up in the north, they aren't part of it.
Yeah, well, exactly. I don't know why. Maybe we're the poor cousins of the world. But I think when we're going to get some feedback from listeners, and we'll find out where some of these giant white pines are, and maybe we'll have our own list.
There's a story online, Bill, about the Ontario's tallest tree, and we already got a comment from his moniker is Tomcat Lynx. And Tom says there's a white pine just off Mason Road at the top of the paved hill west of Fairbanks Lake. Takes three adults to reach around the circumference, and he says it should be considered a contender as well.
Well, that's good measuring, and of course that's just a little west of Sudbury, and I want to go see it.
All right. Well, we're going to talk to you again next week. Where are you going to take us?
Well, next week I'm actually in Espanola now and just about to go onto the island. And, if we want to understand that Walkerton water quality tragedy, we can look at the Clints and Grikes and the Alvars of Manitoulin Island.
Really? All right. I'm intrigued. We will talk again. Bill, thanks so much.
Until the next time.
That is Backroads Bill Steer, adventurer, explorer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Center near Mattawa. He also teaches part-time at Canadore College and Nipissing University. He's got a website, steertonorthernontario.ca, and if you want to see a picture of a big white pine that he took and sent to us, you can go to our website, cbc.ca/Sudbury. You can also listen to some of Bill's previous chats with me on Morning North. And there's a map online as well. Coordinates, if you want to check out some of these big white pines. We'd love to hear from you. If you know of where one of these monster trees are, you can call it into our talk line or post it on our website, cbc.ca/Sudbury. Our talk back line, 1-800-461-1138.